If we could construct a psychiatric Frankenstein monster, we could not create a leader more dangerously mentally ill than Donald Trump.
The president's talked before about wanting to purchase Greenland, but one time before we went down, he told us not only did he want to purchase Greenland, he actually said he wanted to see if we could sell Puerto Rico. Could we swap Puerto Rico for Greenland? Because in his words, Puerto Rico was dirty and the people were poor.
Donald's myth that he's the modern Midas is completely and utterly false. Instead of creating wealth, he's a massive wealth destroyer. It's all a fraud, and he's a con artist. So the next big question we need to go to is, so after Fred Trump died, who was it that kept putting money out there for Donald to keep his money-losing enterprises going? Not that we don't have some idea who that might be. Perhaps a wealthy man living in Eastern Europe.
What is the hidden hand? Who's influencing him in the White House that we don't know that he's getting money from?
Eric Trump responded, quote, "Well, we don't rely on American banks. We have all the funding we need out of Russia. They're really invested in our program. We just go there all the time."
I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be. I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
There are a lot of people who are narcissistic. Donald Trump goes way beyond that. It's a psychotic-like state. The more you press him, the more you see how disorganized and empty he is, the more he flies into a disorganized rage.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that mask is killing people. And we the people, are waking up, and we know what citizens' arrest is, because citizens' arrests are already happening, okay? And every single one of you are going to be arrested, and you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity.
The problem with humanity today is ignorance, arrogance, and apathy. Keep taking the road from least resistance. Keep listening to the TV brainwashing you from birth.
And they want to throw God's wonderful breathing system out the door. You're all turning your backs on it. I'm sorry, ma'am, but I don't think that you are worthy of your credential. And I would ask suggestively that you go back to school and get educated.
Ma'am.
And ma'am, as a doctor, I really have many question marks about your degrees and what you really know.
This administration has shown it will tear down our democracy if that's what it takes to win.
Donald Trump is taking the scissors to the fabric of our Republican, and he's cutting it into little shreds.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, either through the skin or in some other way, the disinfectant, look if it knocks it out in a minute. And is there a way you can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? I would like you to speak to the medical doctors to see if there's any way that you can apply the light and heat to cure. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I'm not a doctor.
I think this suggests that the country is getting wise to this and we're not going to put up with it anymore.
190,000 Americans have died in just 6 months, and deaths are predicted to double by the first of the year.
We're going to have a vaccine very soon. Maybe even before a very special date. You know what date I'm talking about? Now, the virus that we're talking about having to do, you know, a lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat, as the heat comes in. It will go away. You know it is going away, and it will go away, and we're going to have a great victory.
You just breathe the air. That's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus.
This is a flu. This is like a flu.
Now it's turning out it's not just old people, Bob. It's today and yesterday. Some of my startling facts came out. Well, to plenty of young people. Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you, I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down because I don't want to create a panic.
I think that's a problem that's going to go away. It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear. You know, it could get worse.
before it gets better, it maybe go away. We'll see what happens.
You have to be calm.
It'll go away. It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. We need a little separation until such time as this goes away. It's going to go away. It's going to go away.
It will go away. You know it. You know it is going away. And it will go away. And we're going to have a great victory.
It's going to go away. Hopefully at the end of the month. And if not, hopefully we'll be soon after. I said it's going away. And it is going away.
And I think what happens is it's going to go away. This is going to go away.
It's going to be gone.
The thing is, most of the time people don't correct him, which completely plays into his hand, because then he can do it with impunity.
He's a paranoid, psychopathic narcissist who's divorced from reality and lashes out impulsively at his imagined enemies.
He lies because of his sociopathic tendencies. He lies in the way anybody who scams people does. He's trying to sell an idea or a product by telling you something that's untrue.
What is real is fluid. It's totally malleable according to his personality disorder.
He can't stand anything that disagrees with him. And the more you challenge him, the more unhinged he becomes.
I will disappear. One day it's like a miracle. I will disappear.